اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. We who cry we want Islam and the Islamic Republic know that it is because all have come together under the banner, which is Islamic, and is for Allah, and they all rose, as we all saw, for Allah. This Islamic Republic enjoys such power, which is in the nation and in other countries too. We have reached a station at which our nation exploded all at once instead of revolution. Such an explosion has been matchless. A nation that has lost everything in the former regime, including his human dignity, and had to depend on others for everything. Then suddenly, that violent outburst and the revolution was on, and it was by the blessings of these morning sessions that brought together all the people, all focusing on one issue. This subject should be further elaborated by leaders of Friday Mass, Friday congregational prayers, so that our foes do not consider us as the weeping nation or the nation of tears. We are a nation who was able by these tears or overthrow the 2,500-year-old power.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. We seek refuge from Satan the accursed, and in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, we start another episode of the program, The Spring of Truth. Welcome to this program, in which we try to reflect and contemplate and shed some light and paraphrase some of the sayings and valuable words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who is the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. So Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says, if culture is made sound, a country can be reformed. Culture is quite a complex phenomenon, and according to, like, for example, Merriam-Webster dictionary, culture is defined as the customary beliefs, you know, the social forms and norms and material traits of a racial, religious, or social group. So how people, in other words, what the people believe and what they value in their everyday life is their culture. A part of one's culture is how the men and women of a society believe, and, you know, and this thing, what they believe, is their identity. What they believe about themselves is their identity. So socialists call it their gender identity, what roles a woman or man should play in a society and family, what values they hold for a woman or man in a society. The do's and not to do's are, you know, it constructs a part of their gender identity. Now, to build or destroy a nation, one can work on the gender identity of a society, which is part of a person's culture. Of course, this is a very deep topic, which needs many sessions to discuss and talk about, but I just gave you a hint and key to think about. And I hope that it was beneficial for all of you. Thank you very much for being with us with the program Spring of Truth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. La ilaha illallah.